Chapter 18. We had a lovely time that summer. When I could go out, we rode in a carriage in the park. I remember the carriage, the horse going slowly, and up ahead the back of the driver, with his varnished high hat, and Catherine Barkley sitting beside me. If we let our hands touch, just the side of my hand touching hers, we were excited. Afterward, when I could get around on crutches, we went to dinner at Beefy's or the Gran Italia, and sat at the tables outside on the floor of the Galleria. The waiters came in and out, and there were people going by, and candles with shades on the tablecloths, and after we decided that we liked the Gran Italia best. George, the head waiter, saved us a table. He was a fine waiter, and we let him order the meal while we looked at the people, and the great Galleria in the dusk, and each other. We drank dry white Capri, iced in a bucket, although we tried many of the other wines, Fresa, Barbera, and the sweet white wines. They had no wine waiter because of the war, and George would smile ashamedly when I asked him about wines like Fresa.
"If you imagine in a country that makes wine because it tastes like strawberries," he said.
"Why shouldn't it?" Catherine asked. "It sounds splendid."
"You try it, lady," said George, "if you want to, but let me bring a little bottle of Margaux for the tenente."
"I'll try it too, George."
"Sir, I can't recommend you to. It doesn't even taste like strawberries."
"It might," said Catherine. "It would be wonderful if it did."
"I'll bring it," said George, "and when the lady is satisfied, I'll take it away."
It was not much of a wine. As he said, it did not even taste like strawberries. We went back to Capri. One evening I was short of money and George loaned me 100 lire.
"That's all right, tenente," he said. "I know how it is. I know how a man gets short. If you or the lady need money, I've always got money."